Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's the 95 BFM Small Top 10. Take it away, Amelia.
Bless.
God, that's good.
Luxurious.
I love that.
That was... I was so pleased with that. Thank you. Thank you, production, and the voice of Lachlan.
Yeah, I knew that was him.
So, my guest today on the Small Top 10 is Pearl.
And, hi. Pearl.
And Pearl, would you like to introduce the topic of your top 10?
It's kind of embarrassing when I have to say it, isn't it? Well, obviously, no, like, I'm not embarrassed of it, but now it's really come down to it.
Yeah?
I'm like, can't believe I'm doing this. You know what okay. I mean? Just yeah. having like an existential about it. Okay. Just an existential one. I'm counting down the top 10 K-pop haircuts.
K-pop haircuts?
Which was actually your idea.
I don't know about that.
Oh, well, it definitely was.
Keep on listening to see who makes the cut.
What? Oh, no.
Banned.
What happens during the pre-production process is actually confidential.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize I had signed an NDA, but sure.
You signed a spiritual NDA. An NDA of the heart. All right. So I believe you have pictures for me to help to convey this to the audience.
Yeah. No, definitely. And I also think there should be a little bit of context as to why you could maybe consider that the haircuts are quite extreme / wild. I just wanted to like give a little bit of a context of
also,
why
what is
there
K-pop?
Would be even
because I think a lot of people.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, it was if you listen to Traveling Tunes last Friday, there's a little bit of K-pop. It's Korean popular music.
Okay.
It's cool. It's fun. It's bright.
It's banging.
It's constant. It never stops.
Yeah.
And yeah, heaps of bangers. Really cool. Like I guess the way it's always talked about is that like sometimes it feels like there are three genres which are within one song, which a lot of people, including myself. Froth. But the thing about the haircuts is what I want to explain, because you'd be like, oh, haircuts, you know, like, oh, Rihanna, she's had like 8 haircuts, over the long span of her career.
Rachel from Friends, just one.
Ariana.
One. No, she got it cut, and everyone was sad.
Yeah. Well, Ariana Grande, sort of one haircut. Britney, a couple of haircuts. But the thing about K-pop idols, or pop stars, is that they get a new haircut every time they release a new song. And because the releases are so frequent, you can have maybe 1 or 2 a year, you can have up to 4 a year. They are changing their hair constantly.
It's really popping off.
Which also means that they have to keep thinking up with new things. God, the puns tonight really killing me. They also have to think of new and interesting things to do with the hair. Otherwise, you're going to, you know, you can't. Maybe you look like you copied that guy from the other group. He had pink hair last month. Now, what are you doing with your short sides and your long top and your pink hair? You know, who do you think you are?
To get my haircut, I literally Googled old witch.
I don't think I've had my haircut for like 2 years. I can't imagine having it 5 times a year. So, yeah, I've got pictures so we can try describe them together.
Okay.
And I've got names, and they're sort of ordered. Not really. My number one is my number one for sure.
Non-hierarchical.
But other than that, it's just a bit of a nondescript list.
Okay, cool.
So should we just get into it?
Yeah, let's get right into
it. I'll turn the computer so you can see.
So number 10's kind of like a two-tone blonde and pink like front. It's kind of like a soft bowl cut.
There's many soft bowl cuts in K-pop. Because it's everywhere.
It's like the length and of a bowl cut, but it's like a bit feathered, so it doesn't really bowl out. It just kind of like
just above the eyes, right?
Yeah,
and then so it's dyed down the middle. Half is a baby pink, and half is a sort of like nice
kind of a yellowy blonde.
Yeah, that's V from BTS. So that's my number 10.
Okay, this is like a pretty good haircut. Like that's a lot of time in the salon to get that two tone.
I didn't order them, so I have to go through and find them and then turn it to you, so we just don't get any confusion.
All right.
So this is interesting.
In at number 9, you've got two different haircuts here.
Yeah, they're two different people. The one I'm actually talking about is the one on the left, so that's Key from Shiny.
Is that like a kind of a dark pink with blue stripes?
It's a buzz cut with sort of like a longer buzz cut than yours, Oscar. I just saw your hand go up. Sort of a longish buzz cut with it looks like
it's very like Fifth Element
to me. It looks like someone's just like, it looks like you've got on a canvas and you've just got a whole lot of watercolors and just like splash them at the canvas. I don't really know how else to describe it.
It's like a restrained Jackson Pollock.
Yes.
Maybe a Rothko haircut.
Ah, that's exactly what it is.
Okay.
So that's Key from Shiny. What have we got next?
In at number 8.
Number 8. Oh yeah, here we go. Number 8. I love this. This is really understated. It's probably the most understated.
Oh my goodness, do you know what I just forgot?
What?
8.
Ah! Yay!
This one reminds me of the old $5 note. You know the New Zealand $5 note when it was made of paper and had the gold thread through it?
So this is Dooyoung from NCT, and it's he's just got, you know, like a casual middle part brown haircut, but there's sort of these like streaks of tinsel through his hair.
Yeah, it's like,
it sounds like a lot, but once you see it, it's like holographic tinsel. It's really understated.
It's like he's got like a normal fancy boy haircut, but then he's like kind of had a bit of a flurry in a Christmas tree or something.
I would do that to my hair. You know, it's not too bad.
How do you even do that?
I just assume they're like small
tied
threads
at the roots
of
or something?
Small threads of holographic tinsel. I'll just chuck them through. Yeah, actually, I don't know. Good point. Who did we have next?
All right.
7.
Oh yeah, this one might be, I should probably make these big.
Oh, this one's a bold one.
So this is JB from GOT7.
This is kind of like a vintage goth lesbian look.
Ah, yes, exactly. So we've got a good mullet going there.
Strong mullet, like with a purple stripe.
Extremely strong mullet with a big purple stripe down the back, which I really appreciate.
This is like you could front any genre of band in the 80s with this haircut.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Like you could be in The Cure, you could be in like INXS.
You could probably be in a K-pop group in 2018.
A funk band with this haircut.
Because
it's like outrageous enough.
I actually think I remember seeing that purple bit is a hair piece, but it's a strong...
Ooh, slightly disappointed there.
I know.
But it's got a big... It's also kind of big undercut. So it's kind of... Yeah, yeah. All right.
6.
Okay. Now, this one is... Looks like Playmobil. I'm going to be honest, Phil. I don't know how this one got in at 6. These other haircuts, I've been like, yes, this is a gradual increase in quality of hair. This is like...
I think you might be a little bit shocked with what I have coming for you next.
This is like...
In the best way possible.
This is like... Someone's like, can you Lego me? Make me Lego. I want...
It's basically a cherry red bowl cut.
Is this like the boys equivalent of like women who want to look like Barbie? It's like I want to look like Lego Man.
It's kind of almost Beatles if it wasn't like early.
But it's
if
so
it
like
wasn't red.
Sculpted down the sides.
Oh, I should also mention this is Haecheon from NCT, the hair. But no, I think it cracks me up. He kind of looks like, makes him look like a statue, don't you reckon? Like a weird cherub patron. Anyway,
we're gonna go to some music and then we'll be back soon with the rest of Pearl's small top 10 K-pop haircuts.
Number 6.
Number 6 is Attract Repel by Contenders.
Yeah!
Iconic New Zealand sad girl Lesbos there did Famous People with Postcard from Paradise. Very, very good song about being dead. Before that, we had Attract Repel by Contenders. You are tuned in to the 95BFM Top 10 with me, Amelia, and we are right in the midst of...
Whoa, I wasn't ready for that.
We're right in the middle of the small top 10 where Pearl is running us down the top 10 K-pop haircuts. Now, some people might have said, hey, Amelia and Pearl, spending 20 minutes describing haircuts on the radio is not going to be good content. But I think those people would be eating their words right now.
They would be extremely wrong because this is some hot content.
They would,
I'm kind of losing it, but really excited to show you the next one because I think you're going to shit yourself.
Okay, can we have a quick rundown of what 10 to 6 were?
10 to 6 was number 10 was BTSV. Do you want me to say what they were quickly?
Just quick, very quick.
Yeah, Dyed, Half Pink, Half Blonde. Number 9, Shiny Key, Spray Painted Patterns on a Buzz Cut. Number 8, NCT Dooyong, Tinsel through a nice casual haircut.
Oh, the $5. $5
mat. 7 was Got 7, JB, Undercut with a Mullet, Purple Streak down the back. Number 6, NCT Haechan, just Red Close to the Head, Bowl Cut.
Just the very, very Lego.
Just the classic one.
Yeah. All right.
5.
Okay, this is G-Dragon. You know who G-Dragon is, right?
The name is slightly familiar.
I feel like he holds his own in Western pop music a little bit. Sort of.
Oh, yeah, he's done features on stuff,
right?
Most people
sort of have an idea of who he is. So this is... Should I just show you? I'm just going to show you.
I just want to see it, yeah. Oh my god. So this is like, he's got like all shaved at the sides like a buzz cut.
Yeah.
But then on the top, it kind of just keeps going.
It's extremely long.
So it starts off like natural color and then goes to kind of like a muddy green and then into like a kind of a bright.
And it's like swept over, what do you call it, like a side part?
Like a fiery red, and it's full emo fringe, totally covering
extremely long.
One side of his face, and it looks like it goes all the way to the floor.
Yeah, it does. I can't really I didn't capture it in that picture, but it definitely does.
Bonus points, he's dressed like Beetlejuice.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
He's really like that. He appears twice.
Okay, sick. All right.
Mega Skrillex.
Mega Skrillex.
I pretty sure that was before Skrillex.
Okay. Four.
All right, what's four?
Oh, this one is so funny. All and right. When I showed Maddie it before, she was like, is that, who is that? So this is Super Junior, Heechul.
Okay. Ooh, he's got kind of like, if you were a child trying to draw an attractive woman.
Yes, the haircut.
Yeah.
The hair. So what it basically, so, what I would describe it is that it's like a really long, like brunette ponytail, and then the way the fringe frames the face is like how you would draw sort of like a cartoon triangle fringe.
Well, it's like a series of like, it's not even really a fringe. It's like,
well, yeah, there's a fringe there.
You know, when you are a child and you draw a picture of like long hair, you kind of do like triangles all across the face that get smaller on the forehead.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
Like a series of triangles and then with a big ponytail.
And he's also got really thin eyebrows in that photo. I don't know why, but he does.
It's real hot though.
It is, 100%. And he's got this like great sparkly like button up, but it's like got a shoulder cut out. I'm just like, I don't know what year this is from. I'm going to put
It's got a Michael Jackson feeling to it, if not a look.
Extremely true.
Alright, here we go.
Three.
I'm trying to remember what three was. Oh, yeah, here it is. Oh, yeah. So G-Dragon's back. Yes. This is more understated than the last one.
Ooh, so this is like a center part.
Yeah.
And it's bleach blonde.
But like quite a yellow bleach blonde.
It's very like, again, it's kind of Lego. But
it
it's
looks
like he's like a 1920s villain.
Do you see how
do they make a Lego set of that?
What's that little shit kid character who's like an I don't know.
Anyway, oh my goodness, Dennis the Menace or something?
He's like a little brat. Anyway, so yeah, it's got middle part on the top, bleach yellow
bottom. He really needs to fix those roots though.
Well, do you think it looks like tamago sushi? You know, the rolled egg sushi that you have the Japanese sushi that you have on rice? Do you know the one I'm talking about?
It looks almost like he's got a bird on his head.
That's quite true. So that's G-Dragon's sick. He's actually had many extremely...
Is that the same person who had the one down to the floor?
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's had many extremely out there haircuts, but those are my two personal favourites.
Totally changes his whole vibe.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Here we go.
It's the point of the haircut.
Two.
This is getting so exciting.
This one, the last two
haircuts
are quite understated.
These haircuts are getting really cooked. Oh, what?
Well, the last two haircuts I really like. So I don't know if you remember, well, obviously you do because it was like 10 minutes ago. Tomato Cherry Head Kid.
Please call him by his name.
Hey, Chan. Same kid.
No, I was going to say Lego.
Oh, Lego Man.
Lego Man.
Same guy.
Oh,
SCT.
Wow.
But do we love this?
This looks like a kind of a pop art illustration of a person from the band Blur.
Yes.
Right.
So it's like a, what did we call this haircut before? What's this?
It's like a bowl cut.
It's a relaxed
but this
bowl
is,
cut.
Yeah, a relaxed bowl. But this is more of like the 90s version where it's like, I maybe cut this myself and
yeah,
I don't
yeah,
care.
Yeah.
It's like choppy.
And it's a sort of dusty, dark blonde colour. And then it's got these beautiful sort of pastel and like sort of darker, sort of like hair chalk through it.
It's very expressionistic, you know.
It is.
It looks like, who's that woman what painted all the pop stars? Elizabeth, what's her face?
I never did that. You're the one who did
art
history.
Is it Elizabeth Payton?
Probably.
I don't know.
You know more than I do.
It looks like, wow. We just got a text saying, I think people can upload Lego designs these days. Do we want Lego K-pop stars? Because
yes.
I reckon we could probably get this guy in there as well.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
He's ready to go.
All right, are we up to number one?
Yeah, this is my fate.
Juan.
God, sorry. I thought we'd have a little bit more for number one.
Do you like... Yeah, but we need to give this all the space.
Juan.
Juan. I've never heard someone say one like that.
I'm really pleased that we found the only person in the BFM organization who can overpronounce one.
With a posh accent. Yeah.
I wonder what Lachlan studies.
I can't tell.
I couldn't possibly guess.
I have no idea. Okay, number one.
I need
this is
to see this.
EXO, Baekhyun.
Oh my goodness. This is another like Lesbo classic hairstyle.
Yeah, mullets were really big for a while there. There was a real slew of them, which I personally loved. Lots of people were not in with the mullets.
This is very like hunters and collectors to me. Very like a bad boy Bubby. Have you seen that film?
Yeah. So basically what it is it's your classic mullet, a long mullet.
Yeah.
And it's got a great sweeping fringe and then it's got red streaks through it. It's a black mullet with red streaks through it.
It's so Australian to me.
Yeah, I think the cut of the mullet is because you know how there are like obviously different cuts of mullets and they did. Well, so there was the mullet before that was more like defined and sharp.
That was more of like an American mullet to me, you know, like a
There are regional differences in mullets.
Maybe a Washington DC mullet.
Yes.
Like a punk mullet.
A punk mullet. Yeah, this has definitely got the like.
This is filthier.
Yeah, this has got the like more relaxed, maybe I did it myself cut this, mullet of it that Australians and by proxy New Zealanders.
This is like my dad wiped the kangaroo blood off the scissors. And then used them to cut my hair.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's what all the red is.
Okay, so Pearl, that was an incredible journey of hair. Do you have a song to play?
I do have a song to play, and obviously it is New Zealand Music Month. And
yes.
So we had a little discussion about...
What could we play of... Because
fuck, do we do this?
It seems clear that you would want to play a K-pop song, but also here we are in New Zealand.
And then I remembered that a K-pop idol by the name of Jenny, who is in the girl group Blackpink, but has also done some solo stuff, is from New Zealand. She went to ACG Parnell College for a number of years.
Chill.
And,
okay. Sick.
She actually has it less now. But if you watched interviews a few years ago when she first started out, I think her Kiwi accent really came through, and it does come through a little bit in the song.
I mean, when you played it to me, I was like, "Oh, she does the New Zealand doing a rap voice when she does a rap."
Yeah, definitely. So I'm gonna play her song.
Oh, awesome.
Which is Solo. Am I ready to go?
Yeah. Go for gold.
전진 나만 청순 가련 새침 한척 이젠 지쳤나
It's still BFM
귀찮아 매일 뭐해 어디야 밥은 잘자 baby 자기 여보 보고 싶어 다 부질없어 You got me like 이건 아무 감정 없는 love story 어떤 설렘도 어떤 의미도 내게 미안하지만 I'm not sorry 하늘부터 나 Bitch 나는 solo
Now I'm used to being the girl You're sitting on your feelings and sitting on my throne I ain't got no time for the troubles in your eyes This time I'm only looking at me, myself and I I'm going solo I'ma do it on my own now Now that you're alone, got you looking for a clone now Solo That's how I'm getting down Destined for the center crown Sing it loud like oh. 이건 아무 감정 없는 love story oh. 어떤 설렘도 어떤 의미도 내게 미안하지만 I'm not sorry 오늘부터 나 Bitch 나는 solo
A satisfying and justified ranking of that thing. The 95 BFM Small Top 10.